Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
All right, we back in the saddle. Been a few weeks.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
Conflicts with our schedule, but I think we got a peg now. So we'll be here every week.
Yep, every week, dropping the knowledge on the people and just getting back at them and just sharing what we feel and with the community at large, access, and what we share.
Absolutely. And yeah, we hope that, everybody find it beneficial. And again, like we said before, we're always able to be contacted, right? If we got questions or you want to get some more information, my phone number at my office is 231-903-0314.
Yep, I'm Chauncey Williams. I'm on Facebook, Credit and Debt Help. My Facebook profile or my phone number, 231-683-5342, or whatdoidonow.biz, where I help people create a credit profile, see what's on their credit report, so they can get things like Tony has, insurance and investments, for a lower price because they got a better credit score.
So. Yeah, we'll talk about that. But as we normally start off, we always got to talk some sports.
That's right. Well, going to sports, we got a money matter with Jay-Z with the $400,000.
Okay.
That he's putting towards helping empowerment zones in certain cities.
Cool.
Yeah, for the NFL. So he's shifting the money already. He's not taking a knee. He's making a move with the football game.
All right. This is something that really matters. Something that is a tangible event that
can
actually, see some benefits from.
Yes, sir.
We're not going to downplay the knee, but let's talk about what's really reality and actually using money to help.
Yep, to help people and to curb the violence, because he's also with the Social Justice Department, him and Meek Mill's. Meek Mill's whole record label is based on that, and he's the forefront and he's the face of the social justice for the hip-hop regime. So
okay, that's great.
He's plotting something out big time, Tony.
Okay.
That's the football play right there, right? They say don't move east and west.
Right.
Move north and south. Get inches, get yards, carry the ball.
That's it.
Yep. So he's moving forward.
That's it. Yeah. Getting those first downs.
That's it. So I see that
touchdown.
Yeah. Speaking of first downs, I mean, Muskegon played the team they played last year, Warren De La Salle, right?
Right. Warren De La Salle is the defending state champion in Division II.
Two-time. Back to back, right?
Back to back. Yeah.
Wow.
Defending state champions. And really wasn't that close of a game. Okay.
In the beginning,
yeah. It took a while for that offense to get its traction. But once that happened, it became a blowout. And the defense was stellar, giving up 7 points. But yet they had gotten the ball deep in our territory 3 times, basically came away empty.
Yep. I want to say this, I work in Muskegon Public School. I work in a high school. And I know a lot of the kids. And I see a lot of the kids. I've been knowing them for years. And I always think, we got Warren De La Salle. Wow, this is an all-boys school.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
The cream of the crop, And I love
got
our
the
kids.
Best of the best equipment, facilities, all that.
Even
right.
If you look at the sideline, you're like, man, look at these numbers.
All these guys, right, man.
All these kids. You saying all these kids. Because they got numbers 60 and up.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be lucky to get 40.
40.
Okay?
You're good with 40.
Yeah. Shane doing a great job.
With
getting
40.
That 40. Where you get 40 kids from? How you get 40 kids? So, when you look on the side, ooh, they got
money. It's intimidating.
They got
money. It's intimidating,
man. They got a lot of kids, right? Yeah. So then they do all that, and they produce 7 points.
7 points, man. And they was lucky to get that 7. It was a busted defensive assignment, all right?
Yes, sir.
And if we'd have been lined up properly, they wouldn't have gotten that score. But that's okay. That's what that first game is about, is the learning to get lined up right. So, but it doesn't get any easier, right?
No, it doesn't.
Week 2.
We got Martin Luther King in the east side of the D.
Defending state champion again.
Again.
Another defending state champion.
Back to backs.
At their place, on the road.
And they beat us last year.
They beat us last year in the state finals. Took care of us.
So, here it goes.
They don't have the same horses and the same dogs they had last year.
We don't either.
But we're not far from it.
don't have the meat on the line.
I watched that King game at the Detroit Catholic Central. Was not impressed.
Okay.
All right. Good team, though. I'm not going to say they're not a good team, but not on the level that they had last year from the quarterback play, the skill positions, the wide receivers. There's been, to me, a pretty good drop-off. So with this defense that we have this year, I think it's better. The defense is better than last year's defensive team. So, because we got seven guys coming back from defense last year. So I truly believe that they will go over there and take care of business, come back home for their home opener undefeated.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. That's ass on the road. And then you look at after that, you got another perennial high school, East Grand Rapids.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Who played us tough last year in the playoffs. They wouldn't go away. You know, they battled right to the end, man.
And they came out ready. They came out punching.
I like games like that.
Yeah, I always watch my games for the Big Reds in the end zone. I like to stand up the whole time and watch them in the end zone. And I got a chance to see that. And I was like, when the Big Reds turned it on, it was over.
Yeah, win, lose, or draw, we're going to be okay.
Yes, right? We are.
When playoff time comes, when it really counts, we're going to be fine. But, yeah, really impressed with some of the younger players. The Amari Crowley, I think it is, behind Cameron, seemed like an excellent talent. Billy Roberts just manhandled people.
Pancakes, huh?
Just pancakes, man. The kid is incredible. To play on both sides of the ball, he moved to offensive line and defensive line. And secondary played absolutely lights out. Miles played a great game. I was just really impressed.
That's the strong safety, DB. Yeah. Miles, yeah, I like him a lot.
The 10th grader.
Yeah, I like him a lot. He don't even know me, and I see his presence.
Yeah.
It's like, man, he gets it.
He is definitely picking up that mentality of a team leader as well. So I expect great things from him over the next 2 years of his career at Muskegon. So
he's already a college player already.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing you say that about a kid that's in the 10th grade.
Right. Yeah.
Just by his presence, he's already a college athlete. Wow.
Yeah. We're fun. We know, come out, support. There is a fan bus. Games are telecast again on a tape-delayed basis. This year we moved to Channel 96, which is the city of Muskegon's television station. So, and it shows four times a week, Mondays at 7 o'clock, Wednesdays at 2 o'clock, and we show them again on Thursday, 7 in the evening, and on Saturdays at 9 o'clock at night, Channel 96. Tune in and enjoy the Big Reds' march to Ford Field.
That's right. I see like everybody spending Thanksgiving in Detroit.
In Detroit, man. It's a tradition.
If you're from this county, you got to ride out to see the Big Reds. So either your television going to be there, your radio going to be there, or you going to be there.
You're going to be there.
Regardless.
Absolutely. Great.
Around Thanksgiving, you expect, you might as well, every turkey in Muskegon should be stamped with a Big Red logo. Like Charboro.
Right.
That's something you need to call with.
USDA first grade choice, grade A choice.
Go on and get you a Charboro M, Tony.
Get what? Go to Stanford. Okay.
I would love to see that.
That sounds cool.
Yeah,
man.
I had to get that for you for Christmas or
something. Yep, that sounds cool.
A Charboro M.
I got to check that out. I'm sure we can get one made. You got money, anything you can get
made.
Yeah,
you're right, man. That would be beautiful. So I know people on the radio here, like, that's a great idea. Yeah, we just talking.
Make it happen.
Putting some things together. But we got college level, and we're going to talk about some Big Reds at the college level.
We got Big Reds still playing in the college levels, So Khalil Pemberton debut at Central. Transferred over from
Virginia Tech. Yes, sir.
Along with Drew Ward. Drew Ward came from Nebraska. And we got Corey Sullivan that's on the Central Michigan team. And they play Wisconsin this week. And I think they've raised some eyebrows in the league with their play last week. They look really good.
And they got a new coach, don't they?
Yeah. LaFleur is his name, I think it is, McFleur. He was on Michigan staff for a short period of time.
Okay.
But originally he's from Florida. So he likes to put the ball in
the air. Throw the ball. Them boys from Florida like to throw the ball.
Yeah, and he's got some guys that can go get it. You got guys that can go get it, man. Got a good running back. I look forward to, there was those MAC clashes for real. You know, they're going to play these other schools. You know, you get paid $1 million to go to Wisconsin and maybe get beat.
For research.
Okay.
I call it research money.
But that's okay. All right, because we know what really counts is when you get into that MAC conference, when you're playing your rivals of Western and Ball State, Bowling Green, Northern Illinois. So I think both of our schools this year are going to do well, Central and Western. Yep, and then, you know, Ferris State. We always got kids at Ferris State. CJ is over there playing. Hunt is still playing. I've seen a depth chart come out the other day, and we got three or four kids on Muskegon that's at Ferris.
Yes, sir.
So Tony Anise is, you know, reloading. He's reloading, and the folks at Grand Valley know it. And, of course, we know that is the rivalry of the state on that level.
It's a rivalry of our city. They don't recruit none of our kids.
They don't seem to. I rarely see kids get recruited over to Grand Valley.
Name the last kid got recruited. For me, it's Anthony Crump.
Okay.
That's how far I can go back. It was some other guys.
Crump, Bean went over there.
The quarterback.
And then the wide receiver played there for a while.
The quarterback from 08. Elon Banks was there for a minute.
Okay, Banks was there for a minute.
I think he was the last one. So then when you look back, that's 10 years, though.
Yeah. Maybe they don't like our style of players, man. Oh, I'll be remiss if I didn't think about Jared Pittman down at Kalamazoo College this year. He's a senior and has really helped turn that program around.
Leadership skills. That brother got leadership skills from day one. He toted the rock, too. He's been toting the rock.
We got more kids headed that way. That coach said, I got to get players like that on my football team. Speaking of Jared with his, you know, willingness to win and work hard. So that school is, you know, really good academically. So you'll see more kids headed that way. Jacoby, I think, went.
Yeah, I like Jacoby. That's Kool-Aid, little brother. Yeah, that's my buddy. Yeah.
So that's great, man.
Yeah, some good kids, man. So it's just amazing to see that growth and that capacity where people can't. Hey, like I said, it's that logo again. And like I'm in that building, and I see those kids every day, and they working.
Yeah. You know, and the thing about it is, at the end of the day, these kids are probably some of the first, maybe in their families, they have the opportunity to go and play in college and earn a degree. So that means that now you become a role model for other members of the family to say, hey, that's what I want to do. I want to go to college, be it in sports or what have you. But they can see the benefits of going to college and being able to get, you know, decent paying jobs and to support yourself and to give back to the community. So that's really the key to the success of this program is giving our kids an opportunity to get the education in college as well as play football. But football is the platform, and we will take it any way we can get it.
There it is. I mean, speaking of football, we got a football athlete that you got today on a financial tip, interception, 100 yards, touchdown.
Right. I mean, you know, it's so – you know, inspiring to hear some of these guys that made it through college and got the opportunity to play in the NFL. But, yeah.
Rich. They rich.
Right. You know, these guys, they do. I mean, we just look at what Zeke signed, right? I think it was a $90 million contract, man.
He sat out and waited. He said, I'm going to sit out to the fifth week if I don't get this money.
Right.
You know, and he had 2 years left.
2 years on the deal. And Jerry Jones knew he got a team right now. And he said, this is the timing. The timing's right. So Zeke knew what he was doing. Him and his agent. It was all about timing.
And then, you know, you get $90 million in football.
That's a lot of money in football,
As a running back, life is only 3 to 5 years.
That's right.
3.5, Tony.
Man.
He killed the game, baby.
He got paid.
Grandma's dancing.
Okay. That's generational money.
Grandma.
But that, in the big scheme of things,
yes, sir.
You know, most of these guys don't get those kinds of contracts, right?
No, they don't. They get the guaranteed money.
Right. There's only a portion of it that's guaranteed. So we had an individual, Brandon Copeland. Plays for the New York Jets. His contract is $1.2 million, right?
Yes, sir.
But this brother decided that he was going to make sure that when he left the league, he wasn't broke. So he understood the necessity of putting together a game plan for financial planning. And he said he's going to live off 10% of his income. What I make in football, whatever it is, I'm going to live off of 10%. And the rest of it, he called it stacking. He said, I'm stacking.
I love that.
All right. Graduated from Worthen. It's a business school.
Yep. Smart. You got to be smart to get in there.
Okay. And in the offseason, what he did is he took a job on Wall Street.
Internship.
With investment banking. Learned about how that phenomenon works. He did flipping houses. Opened up a real estate company with his wife. And decided that he really needed to go back and teach. And he was talking about the people that take this class, which is called Life 101. Regardless of what you do in life, these are the fundamentals that you need in order to be successful. And he said that it's like you need to know how to invest, plan for retirement, and build credit. Those three components are the key to financial success.
Repeat them again, them three. The three pillars he's talking about.
You got to know how to invest. You got to plan for retirement. And you got to build credit.
Mm.
Okay?
That's what we be talking about all the time.
Yeah.
That's the three things we talk about all the time.
That's it, man. And he said, you know, what really drove him to this is that him and a teammate was talking about the mistakes that they made when they were in their 20s and wished they knew what they knew today. So he took the opportunity to go back to school to help teach not only athletes but other students about the importance of planning with those three principles, those three pillars. He said it doesn't matter what you do. If you're a floor sweeper, if you're going to go into nursing, you're going to be a rocket scientist, it does not matter. You need those three principles in order to be successful when it comes to financial planning. Yeah, so this kid name is Brandon Copeland. And it's like, I just wish other players in that position would take this information and run with it. Because I've seen E60, ESPN give all the stories about players that come into the league, get these big signing bonuses, and they buy all these expensive cars and big houses. And in 5 years, they are flat broke.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, Tony.
Makes no sense.
What it's called, it's a syndrome. I call it the helmet syndrome.
The helmet syndrome?
Yep. It's like people don't see you when you got your helmet on.
Okay.
So the best way for them to see you is you go buy 50 bottles in the club.
Oh, okay.
You buy the biggest car on the street.
Okay.
You got the loudest music. Biggest chain.
Crazy. But yeah,
sweetest watch.
Yeah, the Rolexes. Yep. Giving Rolexes away. But yeah, this day and age, though, really, there's no sense for players that make it to the league to retire broke. It just doesn't make sense. They just got too many, you know, opportunities to learn how
to stack. I mean, even if you just do it a conventional way, you put your money in some mutual funds or some stocks, and you live out 10% of that, you make $50 million. You're talking about $5
million. $5 million, man.
And you just like, just give me $5 million. That's going to make $5 million, $50 million. If you just put it in something, it's going to gain 20 years.
But you don't need to spend it all, okay? And we got, you know, there's a list of all the stories that we could talk about where players basically retired and they were broke.
Man, that's a scary feeling, man. You work so hard to get on this path where you, now I was talking to Coach Brent White when you had that simulcast at the...
Emory House.
Yes, Emory House. That was a beautiful event also, what you did. I want to commend you for that. That was fun. My wife, I had a good time. We had a good time there. And Mr. White, Coach White talked about, you talking about 64 people when you talk about an NFL quarterback. 64 possible people.
Right. Starting quarterback.
In the world.
Yeah, 32 teams.
In the world. So I was like, man, that's big. In the world that you can achieve a level. So if you get to a point where you're one of the 64 in the world to do something, and you're making this kind of dollar, don't you think you kind of special that it's not going to last forever?
Oh, no. Won't last forever. Andrew Luck is a prime example, man.
They let him keep his signing bonus and everything.
Keep his signing bonus, man.
Because they understood. They was like, he did his. He did good. He replaced Peyton Manning for a minute for 7 years.
Yep.
We made some revenue off of him.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Game of check. Brought some prominence back to the organization.
Yep.
And they said, keep the 25.
Keep it. Okay. You helped us make some money.
Right.
We could have been in the dumps when Peyton Manning left.
Right.
We could have went.
He was another guy that didn't squander his money. He's going to live on a farm, right? He has no huge mansion. It's a farm.
He's going to make money off of that.
He's going to go do. Got an engineering degree. There's going to be all kind of people knocking at his door to come to work, television networks, what have you. But he said at this point in his life, he has no desire to do that. He just want to enjoy the simpler things in life. That's incredible.
That's it.
Yeah. So, again, the story, the moral of the story is, it's not how much you make. is what you do with what you make. Because 10% of $1 million is 100 grand, right?
Yes, sir.
That's a great living for a lot of folks.
I mean, just look at our city in general. And then I know somebody that played in the NFL that lives here.
Right.
And they always talk about their pension. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and they tell me, this when I was in the, I'm going to be honest, this was when I was living in the streets, being a dumb kid. Mm-hmm. And I used to be on, I used to stand on the street corner, right? And he used to ride up in a Mercedes. So he would ride up in his vehicle. And he'd be like, look, here go my check. He's like, what you do today?
Okay.
Well, I'm a hustler. I'm doing this.
Right.
He's like, what you do? He said, I got this check. I'll sleep. He said, I just wanted to bank with this. And he used to show us.
Okay.
He's like, man. He said, look, I'm not sending y'all to go to the NFL, he told us. But he said, you could do something where you can go to the bank every month.
There you go.
When you're done.
Yeah.
And when he showed us that, that really made me really think that if he can achieve it, I can do something.
Right. Because standing on that corner, they have no 401k. They have no benefit plans. There's no workers' comp in that industry.
Nope. Your capacity is whatever you did that day.
That's it. Okay.
Your earning potential is what you do when you out there.
That's right.
And when that's done, when they come take you off, or somebody run you off, or somebody take your life, that chapter's done.
That's done, man.
But when you achieve a level, aspire to be something great, and you push to new levels, and you lock it in that time capsule, and you invest in 10%, 10%, 10%, and you can say, I can live off 10% after you've been putting 10% away.
Okay. Yeah. And you got all kinds of investment. And rarely do you walk around probably with more than $200 in your pocket, at best. All right? Because that's not what it's about. It's about having that statement, that quarterly statement that says, these are your investments. This is what you've saved. Those are the tangible types of events that we should be going after.
Those are the trophies. That's the trophies in life. Those are things you're supposed to show off.
There you go.
Like, you know what?
It ain't about how much I got in my pocket.
That's right.
It's about what I got in my bank account.
That's right. How is it growing and how your life is growing and how you can be able, when emergencies come up, you can help people.
Right.
That's it. That's balling to me.
That's when it,
you
man.
Say you can get somebody out of jail and say, hold on, let me go see what I can do for you.
Right. Because they're struggling. They're doing all the right stuff. But unfortunately, you know, things happen.
Yep.
And when you see that, you definitely want to go to those people's aid to say, hey, that's just a blip on the radar. We'll help you get back on your feet. You keep on the same track you're on, and you're going to be fine.
That's just how it goes. And that's what we was going to get into today, simplifying your finances and just sharing some basic pointers on how to just get it right. The first one is, simplifying your finances, is put it on autopilot. Just like having a 401k and the ability to invest on a regular intervals, a practice known as dollar cost averaging.
Yep.
All right. So when they say dollar cost averaging, what does that mean?
That means that you are continually buying a particular stock or mutual fund every month because you're putting $100 in it. Now, as the market moves, some months that it might be up, sometimes it might be down. But you're buying the same amount every month in your 401k.
Yes, sir.
So over time, you do dollar cost averaging. Says I spent X amount of dollars over the course of time, and I've accumulated X amount of shares of this particular stock or mutual fund. So you just don't say, well, I'm going to buy them when they're low, or I'm going to buy them when they're high. I'm going to buy them every month or every 2 months, depending on what your disbursement is out of your bank account or your payroll check for your 401k. So it just says that systematically I will continue to buy this product when it's low, when it's high, and over the time you get an average. So it's called dollar cost averaging because you bought it low and you bought it high. So whatever that number looks like at the end of the day, it's still a better product versus waiting to buy it when it's low.
Right, so you
can miss an opportunity waiting to buy it when it's low. Right.
And then don't worry about markets when they fluctuate. And people say, like, it's a recession. And say, my money going to disappear. Pull your money out. That's a foolish thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is, on the sideline. Because, unfortunately, the market's been volatile. One day it's down 600 points. Next day up 300 points. Then the next day it's up 300 points.
But you still own that company. You still own those shares. That. So if I got 1,000 shares and I bought them for $100 a piece and then they drop, they fluctuate $75. I lost all this money. But you still got 1,000 shares.
And you still got time to recoup.
So then that company comes around and they buy Tesla or somebody and they and Tesla just goes to the moon.
Stock doubles.
That stock go to $500 a stock.
Right.
We still got a $1,000.
Yeah. But you missed that opportunity because you got out.
So you never
it's
know.
Not the
you
timing got, in the yeah. market, it's the time in the market. You gotta be in to win, man.
So when you simplify your finances, always figuring out how to invest some dollar.
Yep.
It's always good. And stretch that dollar over time. That's a win-win combination.
That's it. And don't
hang in there. 10 years. 10-year plan at least.
And it's not a savings account, okay? A 401k is not a savings account. It is a retirement account, which says that I really don't touch this money until I retire. It has to be a major, major
life event. You penalize anyway for touching.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't care, man. They just want to get that cash. But all they're doing is they're mortgaging their future because when they get to be retirement age, there is no pension. The best they can hope for is a small Social Security check because you weren't disciplined enough to stay out of that 401 and you treated it like a savings account. So that means you can't retire when you are 65. Why? Because you can't afford to.
Oh, man.
That's why what my guy is saying is so important in your 20s. Okay, he's saying, like, if I'd known what I know today, he's only 27, so yeah. It's not like he's made a whole lot of mistakes. But the point is, earlier in life, I'd have took on these principles and really started, you know, building my wealth at an earlier age, even if you hadn't gotten to the league yet. So it's just each individual has to take it upon themselves to want to change how they manage your money. Because if that doesn't happen, you'll never change how you manage your money. You'll continue to make the same mistakes.
I think it's really, Tony, I think it's really like a next thing is on simplifying your lifestyle is making budgeting easier, but really simplifying your lifestyle is saying, hey, my car works. If I want to upgrade where I live at, like you say, you want to go from renting to buying. You want to be able to do some other things. You say, I want to travel instead of buying all these new cars.
Yeah.
Instead of buying a $30,000 car. Well, just go on a $3,000 vacation and keep your car.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah. I want to do something that make me feel good. $3,000 vacation, rehab your car, make sure your car is tuned up and everything, and now you feel good. You're like, I can go on this vacation.
$3,000,
I can go on three of these. $9,000. Yeah. I ain't buying no $30,000 vehicle. And now I'm experiencing the world. Now I'm traveling.
To me, personally, I like that. Okay, that satisfies my soul. Other people may not feel that way. They might be okay with just riding around Muskegon.
With a new car every 3 years.
But I like to go see what the rest of the world looks like, man, because this is a very small, minute portion of what the world really looks like. And you can't see it unless you go look. And you got to go.
You got to go. So then you always got to figure out how you're going to simplify your life to fit the things you want. Can't have the shiny things and get on the plane. And save for retirement.
Right. So you got to do it, man.
You got to simplify some apps that they had. They had Pocket Guard Plus. Some of these charge. Good Budget Plus. Then you got, when you talk about automatic rebates, I use Ibotta.com. And okay. It shows you it's like a team of people saving up. I'm on this team. And this one lady, man, she be saved. Every time she go to Myers, I had to inbox her. I said, how you save $170? You know, I'm like, I'm trying to figure out how to get cash back $170 from her rebates.
That's awesome, man.
And she buys certain products. She said, I just get the circular, I get the magazine, the newspaper ad for the week, and whatever that they got. If it matches the Ibotta, I go buy it.
Okay.
And that's what we eating that week. I'm like, man, I don't know, my diet got to look different, but you saving $170 a week.
That's awesome. That's a budget for most people for 2 weeks, yeah. And you saved it.
She's a restaurant owner, too, though.
Oh, okay.
So a small restaurant owner. So I'm looking, I'm like, wow, you really doing good. So I pay attention to stuff like that, people using the apps. One of my favorites, Paribus.com. When you buy something and the price drop, even though you got it and you haven't turned it in, you can get that price honored. I always bring that up. I brought that up in a couple shows.
Yes, yeah.
Yep. So I still use and I still get reminded of that app of auto rebates. The next one is insure your car and your home under one roof. Now, everybody don't do that, Tony.
No, they don't.
They have your insurance with this guy, then they have their insurance, then they have their car insurance with this woman.
Yeah.
How hard is that? I don't do that. I've always been under one roof. I always do it one roof.
Yeah. So what happens is, insurance companies, they'll give you a good deal on the house, right? and maybe inflate the car. Or they'll give you a good deal on the car, maybe and inflate the house. So you as a consumer, you have to shop till you find that company that gives you a good deal on both. All right? So they will bring you in probably on a car. That's why most people are split, because they bring you in on the car and they look at the house and say, no, we don't want to insure the house. So now you got to go somewhere else and get hopefully a good deal. But if you really do your due diligence, you can get a good deal on both your home and your auto, and you get the multi-policy discount. That's where the deal comes in. That's about anywhere from 10 to 15% on both.
So it's better to just have it all up under one roof.
It really is, unless there's some huge, huge savings.
Yeah. So, man, we haven't been on air in so long, and it's probably about 2 weeks I've been preparing.
2 weeks seemed longer, though.
But it's like that time fly quick.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
So here goes scripture for the day. I got Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. It says, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, so planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. So you always going to have day, then you're going to have night. You're going to have the good with the bad.
Okay.
It's going to be like you said with the 401k. It's going to be cold and it's going to be hot. But you're going to have to endure.
You got to endure.
You got to hang in there, because when you plant a seed, in order to have a plentiful harvest, you got to sow.
That's
you
got to
sow. And you got to sow consistently into this system.
That's
and
right.
When you talk about system, you're like, oh, Chauncey, I always get scripture at the end. Because the Bible is based on laws. Finance is based on laws.
That's
Our
it.
Government is based on laws. So if you got a kingdom mindset when it comes to your finances, your family, right?
Right.
And your lifestyle, guess what's going to follow? Your money going to follow.
You will reap your harvest. Okay?
Yes,
that's
sir.
Simple.
Yep, I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.